Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so grateful that you're able to join me today. Beloved ones, I missed you last week. We had some technical difficulties. I was very disappointed, but hey, you know, everything works out in divine order, and it is what it is, and it was how it was meant to be. But hey, guess what? Spirit is showing up today and showing out, knowing that we have something very important to discuss and talk about today. But anyway, I'm so grateful that you're taking time out this Sunday morning, and it looks like many of you were able to in touch with the daylight savings time. So that's a good thing. And I'm sure that some folks may get kind of messed up with the process in the daylight saving time. So that's one beautiful thing that the show is archived. So it also just helps you to be able to go back and listen at some particular time, knowing that all is well and knowing that we are in good shape there. So no frets. You can always go back and listen to the show. So for all those folks who are not attuned to the time, just go back and listen to the show. But I'm grateful for you, and I see some of my favorite people have tuned in today, and I'm so grateful for that. And I appreciate you so much, and because you guys help keep me motivated and help keep me going, my old listeners coming back to show their appreciation and to show that they at least have an interest in what I'm trying to share with them. And I'm grateful for that, because sometimes, you know, I don't really get a lot of feedback as to what I'm doing and what I'm talking about. So, you know, I'm not too sure sometimes if you guys are really kind of like tuned in or getting. But you know what? What was real last week was really pretty amazing, because when I didn't get to do the show last week, my email lit up and my phone lit up. What's going on? What's happening? Are you stopping? Are you quitting? Keep going. We need it. And then I realized more than ever that there are people out there that are in tune, although I know that they are, because I can listen, I see the stats. We're broadcasting live now in 5 countries, and so that's a good thing. And but it's good to still be able to get that. You guys that know me personally, you know, I appreciate it when you call me and let me know how you're doing and let me know how you're enjoying the show, and that keep me on track. I need you to keep me on track to make sure that I am providing what I need to do and that I'm doing all that I need to do to give you the information and the knowledge that you are seeking to when you come tune into the show. Okay? Like I said, so grateful for you. And thank God here in Phoenix, we finally got the temperature finally cooled down. We're near in the 80s and high 80s, and boy, oh boy, what a hot summer we had. We are so grateful here in the Phoenix area for this cool weather, and it is pretty amazing. I have been really busy the last couple of weeks. I have, for all of you who may not aware, I am also a real estate agent, and I was in the process of listing a house and renovating a couple of houses, and so it was pretty challenging time for me. And thank God we finally made it to settlement on Friday, so that's good. So I'm going to take a couple of days break before I get back into involved in that. So if you haven't need to contact me now, you can probably reach me, because I'm not as busy as I was. I'm going to take time out and sort of detox from that whole process. It was pretty intense. It was my first real estate deal, so you know, trying to stay on top of things and do what I need to do. So I've been pretty involved. So thank God, Spirit helped me and helped me to get through. Okay, well, so much for that. So we're going to get on with today's show. And I pray that each one of you have had a wonderful 2 weeks and that you're here and that you're blessed and that you're safe and that you're taking care of yourself and being very safe. The virus is out there, and it seemed to be making a comeback in some areas, especially in the cold climate. So brothers and sisters, take care of yourself, okay? And make sure that you work on keeping your immune systems high, okay? Do what you need to do to take your supplements and make sure that you work on keeping your immune systems high. Make sure that you work on keeping your body alkaline to the highest level that you can do, so you can avoid yourself to of possibility of being exposed to this thing. You know, there's nothing guaranteed, but you need to do your part by taking care of yourself and keeping your body at its highest level to events. And of course, you know, keep yourself wrapped in the shadow of the Almighty Creator and ask for divine protection to keep you safe as you go about your daily activities to avoid those things. Prayers do work, beloved one, so you can put yourself in a shield and protect yourself, and that would be a big and great help for you, okay? And don't overexpose yourself doing silly and crazy things that you need not to be doing. Wear a mask. Don't believe the hype that what these people are telling you about not protecting yourself. Wear a mask. It makes a difference, okay? So, all right, you know it's time for us to do prayer, and so we can get the show started today. I'm excited, and I hope you are too, because I want to bring you this message today. You are the chosen one. But first, let's give the Creator gratitude and thanks for today and for giving us this opportunity to share with you. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for this day, knowing that you are the source of all that is showing up in our lives. And we continuously just ask and get grace for your divine wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you continuously allow us to grow in a manner that is for our highest good, and that you will continue to point us in the direction and continue to allow us to have the ability to understand that we're connected to you just like a wave is in the ocean, that you're with us and you do not have to look outside of ourselves, but just to focus on that I am present that is inside of you and you are close to us. We know, God, that you're here, and we know that you have always been here. We know that we are always connected to you, God. So we just say thank you for keeping us safe as we travel through the last week or two of our lives, that we were safe and we were able to take care of our necessities and our needs and blessings. And we know that everything that came into our lives, whether it was of higher standards or maybe not so high, we know it was all in divine order because we have co-created everything that shows up in our lives. We have allowed it to be. So we just say thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to co-create our lives and allow us to be able to move forward and to do that which is we have came here to do for. Wake us up, shake us up, so we will fulfill our earthly purposes and do the things that we need to do, because we know that we are all connected here. So each individual soul play a unique and special part in the overall conditions of society. So we just say, God, lead us and open us up to go forth and do the work that we have commissioned to do in order to make society a better place. So we say, thank you, God. We pray for the world conditions. We pray, God, for divine protection for all of the frontline workers out there who are out there dealing with this situation and dealing with the viruses and dealing with all things. We pray for all public servants who are helping us to keep us safe and helping keep us aware and keeping us in divine order. We give thanks for each and every one of those beings who are serving and helping and doing their work, even at the risk of their own lives, that they are there and they are being protected. So we pray for the divine protection. And of course, we pray for all those who are ill and shed in that situation. God, go with them, wrap them in your white light of protection and keep them safe to their highest be, and protect all those who are here to stay and those who are to make transitions. We pray for their soul as they journey into a new dimension, and that you will be guide them and teach them all the way through the process, that there's no worries, there's nothing to do other than a transition. So we know that you're in charge, God, and we say thank you. We thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Oh, boy, God is good, beloved ones. God is great, 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 great. Today's talk, you are the chosen one, and that's the truth, beloved ones. You really are the chosen one. So how many times have you sought to seek help for someone else when you have a situation or problem? You go talk to someone else about how to solve your problem and how to make things better for yourself. And then at the end of the whole process, you've talked to all these people, you've gotten all this advice, and at the end of the day, you realize that, hey, you know what? The first idea I had, for myself and what I thought I should do for myself was really the right one to do, beloved one. So more than 99% of the time, you are giving the right answer to yourself. We are just not in tune enough to know that we are being spoken to, but to spirit. So often we look for others to help us to solve our problems, you know, and we reach out and to be able to do that. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's okay to get advice sometimes, but you know, but God has given you the power to create and to be creators of your own lives. Okay. You already have the power inside of you to do that. But due to the lack of your confidence, your lack of your ability to think and believe that you need other people's approval. Where do we get this thing that we need other people to approve what we need to do? You know, God has given you everything you need. So you don't need other people to approve of your actions. Each one of us was given the same mental and spiritual capabilities at birth. Okay, you really were. So you may have chosen to come here and incarnate here in a different body style. You may chose to come here in a different race or a different gender at this particular time. I'm sure by now most of you who are listening to this radio show know that I'm a strong believer in reincarnation, and that this is not your first journey here. More than likely. I don't know if there's many new souls that are here at this particular time. So it's important for you to understand that there are whatever race or gender that you have chosen to come, there's no one no better. There's no one no worse than the others. Okay? So you're not better off because you may be Caucasian. You're not better off if you're African-American. You're not better off if you're Chinese, Indian, whatever. All of us have the same abilities, and the Creator created all of us in its images, okay? And when I say image, I mean the spiritual image, and that's the image that counts, because these physical temples are only temporary. The thing we can focus on and stay content, focus on is our spiritual being, that is the I Am presence that lives within us. All of us are given the same opportunity to be able to do that. Now, at this time, when you're born, you may need to, of course, you're young, you're a certain age, you need the advice and help of your parents and the adults who tutor you and help you to come into full understanding of who you are. You need that. You need that help, and I understand that clearly. Okay, but at some point you become a grown person capable of making your own decision and thinking for yourself. And once you come to that responsibility to be able to think for yourself and be clarity of yourself, then it's time for you to take responsibility for your life journey. You need to take once you're able to capably thinkingly and do and take care of yourself. You don't need to have the assistance of others other than the I Am presence to help you to make your decisions, okay? You are capable of doing that too. So stop looking for other people and other things to rescue you. So many of us reaching out every day hoping that someone else come and take over our lives and do things for us. So that's not good, brother, because you know how to do that yourself. It is very clear to me that when we doubt our decisions, we are not in touch with our higher self. When you begin to have a lot of doubt about what you're doing and how you're doing it, that means to me that you are not in touch to your inner feelings and your inner being, and that I Am presence that's within you. Okay, so so many humans surrender their decisions to other people. You know why? You know, God has given you everything you need, so you don't need to go around surrendering your opinion to other people, wanting someone else to take care of you. I know many of you probably older people have heard this saying: when you either follow your mind or you follow the mind of someone who is following their mind. Let me repeat that to you: you either follow your mind, your individual mind, or you follow the mind of someone else who is following their mind. If you're going out seeking someone else, then you're really following that person's mind, not your own mind, okay? God gave you a mind and an ability to be able to to do as you need to do for yourself. So you don't need to seek in other people mind. And as I said to you earlier, it's okay to seek wise counsel. Don't get me wrong. Yes, sometimes you may not be conscious of something, you may not be aware of something, and you need professional help to be able to get a decision about something, you know, especially we're talking about professional help, legal help, or medical advice or something like that. That's not the deal, okay? You need to seek the people who can help you and advise you. But even in that situation, the Creator also gives you a mind to think which is best for you, okay? You might not know the practical law or the medical deal, but there is still a feeling inside of you that your I Am Presence brings to you to help you out even in those situations, okay? So it's okay to seek. But you know what happens so often, beloved one? Most of us who seek advice from our own inner circle. We seek advice from people who we are familiar with, our family members, our close friends. We are seeking those people to give us advice of how to go about confronting things that we are not sure how to go about. But, you know, like it's another old saying, birds of a feather flock together. And I know many of you heard that said, birds of a feather flock together. You know what that means? That means that most of the people who are in your inner circle are no wiser than you are. Because you're attracted to each other because you're all pretty much on the same conscious level. So they are no wiser than you are, and their advice for you more than likely no more than the advice that you get from yourself. And if you tap into your I Am Presence, your advice is going to be much better, okay? So, I mean, yes, your family friends, they are there to help you and support you, but you cannot rely on them being able to give you much better advice than you can get from your own I Am Presence, okay? You need to do that. Your God self will, if you learn to tap in, 99% of the answers that you get in your inner being will be the correct answer the first time. But this is where we get confused because we're not in tune and we're not listening with that voice, with that understanding and knowledge that we have, that the Creator of the I Am Presence is speaking to us and speaking with us. So we are not conscious of the fact that we are hearing that voice, and that's the correct voice. And we we just don't tune into it. We thinking that's something else, and we're just not sure. We're not confident in the God that's inside of us, and that we are not taking that word like, oh, that can't be true. I know it's more than this and that, but hey, more than likely, the I Am Presence God has given you the right answer from the very moment that you requested it. If you request for and seek help for that situation going on, so see, God has given you the power to be a co-creator in your life, beloved ones. You were given that. You were given that at birth, and as you came through the earth channel, you got locked, and you don't realize your power. There is no more powerful being on the planet than your I Am Presence. There's nothing more powerful than your I Am Presence. Your I Am Presence is that God force inside of you that has been with you through eons, through every incarnation that you have taken, whether it's been here on planet Earth or whether it's been somewhere else in the universe, okay? By the way, you don't all necessarily reincarnate here on planet Earth. This is a vast universe, and many of us go to different places and in our incarnation doing our journey of seeking to become the oneness with God. So that power stays with you and always are with you. So with that understanding that power is with you, then why would you look outside of yourself when you know you have that power within you already? You know that power within you. So, and I sometimes wonder, well, why do people do that? But I understand. I can a lot of people just not feeling that they have the power to make a difference. And many of us have forgotten that we are children of God. Many of us have forgotten that we are children of God. Beloved ones, you are made in the direct image of the universal God force who created the universe. Your DNA, your spiritual connection to that I am present is the same as the God who has created the universe. Okay? You are one with that source and with that God force, and that you need to understand that you have the ability to be able to do that. So don't spend so much of your time expecting someone or something to come rescue you. Okay? Start realizing that you have the power to make your own decisions. Okay? You know what amazes me? And I'm still seeing it happen. It's an old school thought, but it's still taking place in this universe. It's still going on, especially with some of the young ladies out there. Some of you young ladies out there are still spending time waiting someone in a shining armor to come take you away and rescue you and make your life better. And, you know, and to do that, that is about a crazy thought, that you're sitting there waiting for someone to come rescue you and make your life better. I think the question I'm going to ask you there, how is that working out for you? How is that working out for you sitting around waiting for someone else to come rescue you and make your life better? Does that make any sense? No. Beloved ones, you have as much intelligence and wisdom as any male, any guy, okay? Let me just tell you that, ladies, you are just as intelligent, and some of you even more intelligent and more wise than a lot of the men that you're expecting to come to rescue you and take you away from the situation you think you need to be done. Stop giving your power to other people, okay? Stop giving it, because you don't. You got the power yourself. Ladies, realize, tap into your own God-given power. You are powerful beings. You are powerful, powerful, powerful. And realize how powerful you are and stop waiting on someone to come take you there. Most of the older ladies at this point in time, you know, you get to a certain point, you realize, hey, if it is to be, it's up to me, you know. But some of the younger ladies are still sitting there thinking that somebody's going to come and rescue them and make their lives so much better. They're going to live in a house and the picket fence and all the things that's going to be. But that's old, so old school thinking. And, you know, hopefully a lot of you are not still in that process, but some of you are, because I heard it. I heard some people sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to go meet this guy who got this going on, got that going on. And some of the sisters who are doing that got their own thing going on, but they still going around looking for somebody else. They got it going on more than they got it going on. Crazy thinking. It doesn't do any good. Guys, I'm not going to let you off the hook neither, okay? Because, you know, it ain't just a lady thing. Many of you are sitting around waiting for someone to make a right connection with you, and someone who has more power than you have, someone who maybe have the right connection that you don't have to be able to change your life. You're thinking that somebody's going to come in your life to be able to help you to rise your consciousness and become better, more powerful, and more materialistic, and bring about your event. You're looking for something to connect to, and someone who can help you to be able to do that, okay? You're looking for another being to come and help you. So you think that someone else has a hookup that you don't have. You think that you can just launch into some other male, some other man, some other woman that has something going on that you may assume that you don't have going on. So you want to hook on to them to help them to raise you to a higher state in your material world, okay? You know, that makes absolutely no sense. So, you know, and you're looking for success, overnight success, based on someone else coming in your life to be able to give you the right hookup, to be able to open the doors for you. Well, you know, hey, that's not happening. So, you know, guys, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the ladies. How is that working out for you? How is that really working out for you, sitting around waiting for some other being to come into your life to make your life better? You know, hey, you ain't got the answer before me, because I know it is. That's just what I thought it would be. That's what it is. It ain't working that well for you, okay? Because guess what? God has given you the ability to be able to make your own hookups and do what you need to do. So, you know, beloved one, now I go back to the day. You are the one you have been looking for. You're looking all outside of yourself for all this help, all this desire to for someone else to come in and help you do what you need to do. You're looking in all the wrong places, because all you got to do is look into you. You are the one that you are looking for. You're it. You know, you are it. You have been, God has given you all of the access, knowledge, and wisdom that will allow you to secure your future. Let me just say that to you again. God has given you all the knowledge and wisdom that you need to secure your future. It is up to you to be able to believe and tap into the source, beloved ones. You have to tap into that source and have a full understanding that you are all that you need to be able to enhance your life. And when I say all you need and for you, and I'm speaking of the I am present, I'm not, because, hey, you alone don't accomplish nothing. Okay, it's the God in you, the I am present in you, who allow you to be all that you are and all that you can be. But you already have everything you need to secure your future, beloved one. And I cannot overemphasize the power that you have been given to God to make the decision for your life. Beloved ones, I wish I could just open your heads up and just let you know, open your heart and let you know that I am present inside of you is so powerful. You are such a powerful being, and you're sleeping on your power and your potential, because you are a powerful being to overcome and to excel and to ascend into a higher state of consciousness at your will. You are co-creators of your own life. You, God has given you, God is the creator of the universe, but he has also given you to be co-creators. So when you tap in and ask for assistance from your I am present, and of course all your guardian angels to help to assist you, they are there for you and ready to go. They are there for you and ready to go. All you got to do is just tap in and say, I need assistance. Help me to get to the next level in my life and help me to be able to ascend myself. Okay? So stop surrendering your power to others, beloved one. Stop expecting someone else going to do it for you. The I am present is all you really need. It is all you really need. See, beloved ones, the universe is waiting on you to do what you came here for. I know that many of you may think that you didn't come here for a reason or purpose, but you did. And see, the universe, you didn't incarnate into this earthly plane just to be able to take up space. You didn't come here just to work and to eat and do those kind of things. You came here to work on your own soul, of course, to work out things that you need to work out from your previous incarnations and things that you need to do. But you also came here with a collective opportunity and a collective job to do to help bring about this work. See, you incarnated into this time because you came here for a reason and a purpose, beloved one. And your reason and purpose is part of the collective consciousness that each one of us need to do. See, beloved ones, when you were still on the other side of the ethers, you made contracts and agreements with other souls that when you get to come onto the earth realm and they come onto the earth realm, that you will collectively come into each other's lives and be able to help each other to be able to grow and to be able to do what they need to do. So when you take responsibility for your life and do what you need to do, you help activate others that you have agreed to assist. When you do your part, your agreement is being connected. You are connecting and getting to that state where you can assist those who have come to assist you. And each one of you have to grow to you, because you're assisting each other in this process of being here on planet Earth. So you will not be able to activate yourself unless you begin to understand who you truly are. It is a necessity for you to be able to understand who you truly are and be able to activate yourself. Because your activation, you have no idea how many other people you are being affected by activating yourself and helping together. So it's all the craziness and chaos going on the planet. A lot of them doing it because people are not taking responsibility to be all that they came here to do. So the job is not getting done. People are sitting there kind of waiting for that activation to take place, because see, sometimes there's only something that you or I can say to someone that really make a difference. Someone else may say it to them, it doesn't mean a thing. You come to in their lives and you tell them something and they automatically click and they automatically make a difference in their lives. So it is you who have made the difference to help them in their process. Okay? So, beloved ones, you are a very powerful being, and that it is true that you truly are a child of God, made in the image of God, and therefore you have the power to create your life as you see fit. But not only to create your life as you see fit, but by you raising your individual consciousness and raising your individual awareness, you are actually helping to bring a difference on the planet, okay? Because we are all here together. We are connected in ways that you have no idea that we're connected. So you are really making a difference, and to be able to make a difference, okay? And you don't need approval of other people or permission of other people to be able to do that, okay? You don't need me to tell you that. You don't need to ask me that. You are given the mission. You don't stop waiting for others to validate you, because God has chosen you. If God chosen you to be here, why are you sitting and waiting for another being to validate you? No one else has the inner strength, the inner power, and know what's going on in your I am presence other than you, okay? So you have to stop surrendering your power to others, oh, beloved ones. You have to really come to the understanding that, yes, I am a child of a living God, and that I have the power. God gave me the purpose and reason to come here, because I am here to grow as a soul, to be able to be connected to. I'm working on evolution of my soul to be able to go back to get to that point where I can go back to the Godhead and not have to keep coming back and doing this incarnation thing unless we choose to, okay? But we have the ability to do that, to be able to do. So realize, beloved one, that you are so, so powerful, and that you have the strength to make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in your life, but not only make a difference in your life, but you can make a difference in the planet as a whole. You know, one person can make a difference. Look at all those people who, as an individual, made a difference. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Jesus, and because they came into full understanding of who they were, and they allowed themselves to be activated. They activated their being, their I am present, and by through them activating themselves, they sparked activation in numerous of other people. Just imagine all the people that Martin Luther King affected, John Lewis affected, Gandhi affected, Muhammad affected, and countless others. They were able to affect those people because they came into true understanding of their own power and what it was their purpose. And through that, there were others waiting for them to be activated. And when those folks stood up and realized who they were, and took their rightful place in the universe and in the world, they were able to make a major change in the overall conditions of the world, because that was already inside of them, you beloved ones. So each one of us are carrying that kind of DNA inside of us if we stand up and do our job, and we stand up and come into full understanding of the powerful being that we really are. Each one of us can make an effect. We may not affect society as a Martin Luther King or Gandhi does, but we have the ability to affect others as well. And so your job and your individual activation is as important as those beings were. There are other beings there waiting for you to step into your reality of who you are and to be strong and powerful as you can be in order to be able to bring forth that individual awareness and consciousness into your life that will help activate the lives of other beings. Okay, so like I said, beloved one, realize that you are powerful. Realize that you can make a decision. Make a decision today. Commit to yourself today that I am going to be the best being that I can be, that God has allowed me to come here on planet Earth for a reason and purpose, and I'm going to activate. I'm going to come to full understanding of my I am presence, and so I can help make a shift and change in society as a whole. Each one of us doing a little bit, a little part of something will help make a difference, because God knows you can look around and see that society needs help. The society is in need of help with all the things that are so unorganized and seemingly out of order, but really not out of order because God is in charge. But for his mankind to see, we are seeing so much low energy taking place on planet Earth now where it looks so chaotic. Okay, see, God doesn't step in to make changes on the planet from a standpoint of just coming and making a change. He put us here to be able to make the changes and to be able to create. That's why he gave you individual minds and individual thoughts and made you who you are, because you're here to make a change and make a difference. So it takes for each one of us to take responsibility for our own self in order to be able to make a change. So don't worry about so much about changing other people. If you change yourself, you're automatically going to affect other people. So work on developing you, becoming the best you that you can become, and you will be able to help on that aspect of it. Put your energy on you. You know, choose to enlighten yourself. Choose to make yourself more powerful. Choose to understand that you are a child of God and that you are activated in that aspect of things, beloved one. You know, become more conscious of your journey and your plot here on planet Earth to be able to do what you need to do, okay? So now this sort of shift me into, before I close, shift me into what else I want to talk to you about today. And this is something that I don't really talk about that much, but it is a necessity that I share this with you today, because it really is an important aspect of life for it to be able to do. And to bring in your life. Of course, I always remind you every time you have that I do the show that you are gods and goddesses in the presence, and that you have the power to be able to bring about change on the planet. And when I tell you that you are gods and goddesses, I don't want you to think or become egotistical about that, okay? Because you are no better off or no worse than any other being on the planet. You're just not, you're no different. You have just become, you're blessed because you have become aware of who you are. And that is where your blessing is. You have become aware of who you are. You realize that you are a child of God and that you are. But for those who have not got to that level of consciousness yet, you still must respect them. Have love and compassion for them. And allow them to be able to bring about understanding and awareness and to be able to help them to be able to become more powerful in everything that they do, okay? You, beloved one, have the right to be able to do that. You are chosen to do that. And so respect your brothers and sisters that are not as conscious and aware of who they really are and where they're really going and what they really need to do, because they're just not conscious as you are. They are not as fortunate as you are to have come into knowledge of what you need to do and what you need to become, okay? So, like I said, I was getting ready to close, but I wanted to just share with you what I'm seeing from a political standpoint today. We are getting ready for a very important part of the shift and change of energy here in America. And that each one of you are citizens of this great experience called America. You are citizens of it. You chose to come here to be on planet Earth. You chose to be incarnated in America. And this is a great experience. It's a place that we have come to be able to express ourselves, to be able to do what we need to do. So you chose this country, beloved one. You chose to be here to be able to help make a difference. So it is time for you to stand up to make a difference. It is up for you to be able to enhance your journey and take full responsibility for being a citizen of America, okay? So, and you have a total responsibility to make sure that you go out and take care of your responsibility by participating in the experiment, by giving your voice to the whole consciousness of who we are in America. So it is your responsibility to go out and vote and do what you need to do. I am in no way telling you who to vote for, but I am telling you that you should vote for the person who has the morals and the character of what you are and what you're looking for. You know right from wrong. And inside of you, you know who gravitates to you and who you feel is doing the right thing. This is a very, very important election, beloved ones. We are talking about the existence of our lives. We're talking about helping to bring forth a shift in energy. Okay, so if there was ever a time where you need to get out and to be able to bring about a change and be able to help to bring about a change, now is your time to get out and do it, beloved ones. So take yourself to the poll. If you haven't already done it, take yourself to the poll and vote. Take someone else and vote. Call someone, assist someone, because it is going to be a major shift and change taking place. Ill regardless of who becomes the next president of the United States, we are in the process of the shift and change. And the shift will be defined by political person who helped to run the country. Yes, there is a spiritual shift taking place that regardless of who's in power, is going to happen anyway. And for a lot of us who are aware of that, we're conscious of that. But it becomes much more easier and more powerful if we have the right person to be able to help us in this process to make things better. So take full responsibility, beloved ones. Get out and do your civic duty to make sure that you help to bring about change that you want in your life and a change of other people. And we need to bring this virus under control. We need to bring more love and more compassion to America and to the world. America has always been a beacon of the world. We've always been leaders in the world to do what we need to do in the right way. So let her stand up and be who she is. Okay, so we need to do that, beloved one. So take your civic duty with full responsibility, okay? So you probably not heard me talk about this again in this matter, but I felt a need to be able to go and tell you to take that responsibility because, like I said, you chose to incarnate here. You chose to come here. So do what you need to do while you're here to be able to make planet Earth a better place. America is a good country, okay? And we have the freedom to express ourselves here and be what we need to be. So, and like I said, hey, you chose to come here, so if you needed to be somewhere else, you would have chosen to be somewhere else. But since you're here, let's make it the best place that we can be, okay? Well, we're going to close a little early today, and we're going to, most of all, ask for God to continue to bring about a blessing for us and give us everything to help us to be able to go into this next weekend, through this week that we call for divine help and divine blessing. So, beloved ones, let's pray. We need prayer today. We need prayer to help us to be able to get to the next process, the next step in our journey. So, let's do this. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for such a wonderful life. We give gratitude and thanks for such a wonderful day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to experience this day and to be able to have this day to be in a higher way. We are very conscious and aware of who and whom we are. So we ask you just to continue to allow us to grow and to be all that we can be in our life journey, knowing that you are the one, knowing that you are the source of everything that we need to be able to bring forth and to break a shift. Give us the power and the insight to step up and do what we need to do to make a difference on the planet. We pray for the wellness of this country. We pray for the heart and soul of this country, that we people will be touched in a way they've never been touched before, to go out and do the right thing in any kind of way that they need to do in order to be able to be the best that they can possibly be. And so we know that each one of us have a light inside of us. Each one of us have an infinity inside of us, have a divinity inside of us that allow us to be able to conquer and be conquerors, allow us to be able to create and be creators. So we're asking to be activated in that way, that we are able to be able to create and be more creative in everything that we do, that by activating ourselves, that we are making a difference in the planet, and that we are allowing ourselves to be used in a higher state of consciousness and awareness, so we can move forth to activate those around us that we came to activate and to be, and give us that spark that we can stand up and be that power that we sought to be. We pray to God for divine health and wellness in our lives as we go through this, can into this journey that we go, that we will be able to become and be all that we need to be from our physical temples, that we will allow our physical body to be strong, that we will take care of everything we need to take care in order to be able to do that. We will do the right things we need to do for our physical temple so we can maintain a healthy state of mind, a healthy state of conscience, a healthy state of physical body. We pray for divine health, dear God. We pray for divine prosperity to come into our life and give us all the resources and things that we need in order to be able to bring forth that needing of taking care of ourselves and to be able to assist others if needed, but to give us the financial needs that we need in order to maintain our lives and to be able to live life at the highest state of that we so desire to be. So we know, God, that we are connected to you, just like the wave is connected into the ocean, that we are connected to you at that level, that we are so connected that we are one with you. So we are just giving gratitude and thanks for that connection, knowing that we are one with you and that we have the power to be able to live at that high state of consciousness. And we ask you, God, to help us into the conscious shift that we're shifting from that three-dimensional thinking into that fifth dimension of higher thought and higher process. And as we go and become that we will utilize and understand that we are powerful and that you have given us the power to be, that we are your children and that we have the right to inherit and to have a good life here on planet Earth. Wake us up, shake us up, and let us know that we are one with you, God, and that we have everything that we need in order to be able to be that which we need to be. So we just say thank you, God. We are so, so grateful for this day, and I pray, God, that each one of these beloved listeners have gained something from today's message. They have learned something from this message today and have full understanding that they are powerful beings with the ability to make decisions and correct decisions for themselves if they only listen to their I am present, God. So allow them to be sensitive enough to understand and hear the voice that is being given to them, and they will be obedient to the word that is coming from them and their lives in order to be able to fulfill the things that they need to do and desire that they have for themselves to be able to raise to a higher state of consciousness. So we say thank you, God. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. So, beloved ones, I just want to thank you today for tuning in. And we're grateful that the technology gods today helped us to get through the show. And it looked like we were successful and all everything was good. So we're grateful that we were able to do that today. And this message got through and that hopefully it was healing and hopefully it was information for many of you to be able to rise yourself and to raise yourself to that higher state of being that you are. You are so special, beloved ones. I love each one of you, and know that you will utilize your I Am Present to change your life and shift your life to the level where you need it to be, and to know that you are the that spiritual being that have come here to do this spiritual work. So, beloved ones, enjoy your week, and we get out and do what you need to do from your consciousness and your spiritual civic duty of all means. And let's have a blessed and wonderful week. And when we talk next week, we pray that the shift has been taken care of, that we're in a new state of consciousness from the standpoint of our social and society situations here. So thank you, God. Thank you, beloved ones, for tuning in today. I wish you a blessed and positive day. And so it is.